This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Karen's ready to play. Round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. She's in Parma Heights. What was that?
Your camera fell off your screen there.
We're very professional here, Karen.
Sorry.
So I left my keys at Cedar Point, and now I knocked the camera off the thing.
It's been a day.
Oh, this is all moved. Hold on, I gotta check.
You knocked the whole computer.
I did.
Oh boy.
Okay, sorry about that. Hey Karen, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. And how are you?
Well, we're doing well. You ready to play around a Trump Tui?
I am.
Good. You have a camera we can borrow? I'm pretty sure I broke that.
And Tim's keys.
And my keys. Good. Can't get into work. All right.
You were just too excited to ride that ride yesterday.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yep. Yeah. Did you send that to your mom?
My God.
Sent her the video. She thought I was insane. So you didn't ride that. Send it to my dad. You didn't ride that. Yes, I did. All right, Karen, ask Jen to leave the room. We'll go ahead and get started with that game.
Jen, would you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Karen.
Karen is ready. Producer Stevie's joining me in studio. All right, Jen's leaving the studio. Question 1 of 5. We're going to begin at Cedar Point because tomorrow's the big day. This is the first day that Siren's Curse is going to open to the general public. This is North America's first tilt coaster. I did ride that thing yesterday. I just need you to name any other roller coaster at Cedar Point.
Wasn't there the Magnum?
Let's go with the Magnum. Question number 2 tonight, Keith Urban, going to be a Blossom. Parking opens at 4. The doors in the plaza opens at 5. Lawn and Pavilion opens at 6. And then the show starts at 7 o'clock. Who is Keith Urban's wife?
Nicole Kidman.
We'll go with question number 3. Us Weekly says Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, I feel like we just talked about this, they have split after nearly a decade together. The pair has been living apart since Katy began her Lifetimes tour. Which song did Katy Perry perform with Left Shark during her Super Bowl halftime during her Super Bowl halftime show as Left Shark began to dance offbeat? I'll ask that again because I screwed up the question. Which song did Katy Perry perform with Left Shark during her Super Bowl halftime show as Left Shark began to dance offbeat? Oh, there's the timer. I'm sorry. We're going to move to question number 4. Disney has confirmed a sequel to their latest live-action remake, Lilo and Stitch, which was released, by the way, Memorial Day weekend this year, was the second highest domestic grossing film this year behind which movie that was based on a video game?
Oh, Matrix?
All right, let's go with question number 5. That's great, Question number 5, this is big news yesterday. Spoiler alert, you might want to listen to this radio station next week. Adam Sandler bringing his comedy tour to Cleveland. He's going to be at Rocket Arena on Monday, October 13th. The My Best Friend tour tickets go on sale today at noon. Now, speaking of Adam Sandler, in his movie Big Daddy, What is the name of the boy that Adam Sandler's character takes care of?
I have no idea.
That is a little bit tougher of a question. Okay, we're going to see how you did with those five questions, and then Jen has to answer those same five questions in 3 minutes on Star 102. Let's continue a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. This is brought to you by Apex Skin. Karen of Parma Heights answered five questions a minute ago. Now Jen Tui back into the studio. Producer Stevie, let Karen know how she did.
Karen got two.
Good job, Karen.
Two correct today, Karen. All right, we're going to see how that holds up. We're going to see how that holds up, because it could be back. To back losses. We'll see.
Thanks, Tim, for that reminder and slow-paced explanation.
Question number one. Tomorrow's a big day. At Cedar Point. First day of the Siren's Curse is going to be open to the general public. It is North America's first tilt coaster. Jen, name any other roller coaster at Cedar Point.
Raptor.
Raptor is one of them. Question number two. Keith Urban plays Blossom later on tonight. Parking at 4, Doors and Plaza at 5, Lawn and Pavilion at 6, show starts at 7. Who is Keith Urban's wife?
Nicole Kidman.
That is Nicole Kidman. Having moved to question number three. Us Weekly says, Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom, both on Tinder. They have split. After no, what's the
it
fancy
says they're
Tinder?
Both on Tinder?
I'm getting that
oh,
up.
I'm
what's
like, what?
Wait, what's the fancy Tinder for celebs?
They'd be on Raya.
That's what it is, Raya.
Didn't he just show up at Jeff Bezos' wedding by himself?
Just like Tim on the roller coaster.
Yeah. Wait, you're single?
So good.
They've split. After nearly a decade together, the pair has been living apart, apparently, since Katy began her Lifetimes tour. Which song did Katy Perry perform with Left Shark during her Super Bowl halftime show as Left Shark began to dance offbeat?
California Girls? Teenage Dream?
It was Teenage Dream.
Shoot! Matt, I missed that.
So close.
Question number four. Disney has confirmed a sequel to their latest live action.
No, I never saw Lilo and Stitch.
You need to. It's a great classic film.
Thank you, Stevie.
That was released Memorial Day weekend. It was the second highest domestic grossing film this year, behind which movie based on a video game?
A Minecraft movie.
It is. Question number five. Adam Sandler is bringing his comedy tour to Cleveland. He'll be at Rocket Arena on Monday, October 13th. The My Best Friend Tour tickets go on sale today at noon. I might listen to this station next week.
Are we allowed to say that? I don't know. I almost said that earlier.
Oh, can
we
yeah, say don't it? Say that. Yeah, you're right.
Then at 9:22 on Monday? No.
And then 12:22.
And 3:22. And then every day.
Fine, today, but not wait. In the movie Big Daddy, what is the name?
First of all, don't.
That's what it's called. What do you mean don't?
That's not what it's called. They don't put it in that type of sound.
Thank you.
In Adam Sandler's movie Big Daddy, what is the name? What is the name of the boy Adam Sandler's character takes care of?
Julian.
It is! Well done!
Thank you.
Final totals.
Karen 2, Jen 4.
Ooh! Oh, sorry, Karen.
That's okay.
Karen, that's all right.
I'm so mad because I should have remembered Minecraft. I just bought those for my grandson for his birthday.
Oh, yeah. It happens. There's a timer. You know,
that
you're on
timer
the
really throws a wrench in things.
It's different when you're playing on the radio opposed to in the car, because in the car, it's great.
Of course it is.
On the radio, it's totally different.
It is totally different.
Yeah. It's a timer.
That timer. Yeah. It's terrible.
Oh, I get it. Trust me.
What idea was that?
Totally understand. It was a great idea.
Because of the timer!
Karen, we love talking to you. We hope you have a great Friday and a great weekend, but you know what you need to say.
I am Karen from Parma Heights, and I did not trump Jen today on Star 102.
Brittany of North Olmsted is going to play the last round of Trump Tui of the Week, brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Brittany, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I was just in North Olmsted last night getting a peach cobbler milkshake at Swenson's.
Oh, you can't go wrong there.
It was
that
delicious.
Sounds gross.
Are you kidding me? It had like chunks of cobbler in it and peaches. It was so good.
Stuck in the straw.
They did. 1,000% stuck in the straw.
They did. I don't know why.
Once again, I mean, born and raised in Akron, you're never going to hear me talk bad about Swenson's. But I just feel like I always have to go chocolate, peanut butter, like just very chocolate in the shake. I don't know. Mm. It's probably refreshing and good.
Max got strawberry banana and he loved it.
Strawberry banana.
A mix, a combo.
Maybe peach, I try.
Strawberry banana milkshake?
Yes.
Mm. I like a banana milkshake, banana peanut butter.
Mm,
see,
that's
same
good
thing?
Too.
Yeah, no, it all sounds good. Okay.
Well, anyway, I was in North Olmsted. Lovely community.
What do you do when you get a piece of that cotton straw? Do you try to suck it up or do you go and try to shoot that out of the straw?
I did both. I tried both.
Yep. Which was more successful?
Then you shoot it out of the straw, then you have to move the straw around
to
a different section of the.
Slide to the left.
Right.
Slide to the right.
That was more successful. Then there were some chunks at the end and I just drank them without the straw. They had holes in them, though.
Brittany, I don't blame you if you don't listen to the show again after that. We don't. Nobody deserved that.
Sorry.
Ask Jen to leave the room, and we'll start the game.
Jen, can you leave the room, please?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck.
The phrase "suck up the chunks"?
I believe that was.
Okay,
it.
I think that was might have been.
Don't worry about that.
Was that it, Brittany?
This might have been a game. This might have been a game tactic. I'm thrown off now.
Maybe it might have been. You don't deserve that. I feel like we have to play a song on reset, but we're going to play the game. We're all ready. Producer Stevie, keeping track of the score. Watch peach cobbler be the best thing ever, and I just don't even.
I bet that's delicious.
Probably is, now that I think about it. All right, you know how this is going to work. We're going to ask you 5 questions. Jen's in the hallway. She does not participate in this part of the game. Producer Stevie, keeping track of the score. So let's begin. Obviously, there is a timer involved. So Anna Wintour is stepping down from American Vogue after leading the magazine for years, since 1988. She is searching for a new editorial head, but will remain as Vogue's global editorial director. Which pop singer famously wore a meat dress on the cover of Vogue Japan in 2010?
Lady Gaga.
Question number 2. Ariana Grande, you have Brandi Carlile, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Kimmel, and more were among the 534 people. They narrowed it down to join the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences this week. Ariana Grande was nominated for an Oscar for which 2024 musical film?
Wicked.
There we go. Question number 3. Louis Capaldi. Cool. He's back. After a 2-year pause in his career, he wanted to focus on his mental health. The singer dropped the emotionally charged song Survive that was dropped today. Is Louis Capaldi over or under the age of 30?
Under.
Question number 4. Mel Owens, the next Golden Bachelor. I almost forgot about that show. I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't know if this is good promo for the show.
I don't either. Listen
to
this.
There was even more info.
Oh, no. Opened up about what he's not looking for. So, really want to read this. The 66-year-old former NFL player told producers that he wanted women ages 45 to 60, and if they're, and I quote, if they're over six, if they're 60 or over, I'm cutting them. End quote.
He said a lot more.
I'm glad you edited it. Yeah, exactly. Did Mel Owens, once again, former NFL player, play offense or defense?
Defense.
Let's go defense. Question number 5. A director that worked on both Top Gun Maverick and F1 is hoping to get Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt to reunite, suggesting he would like to see them go head-to-head on the racetrack in a new movie. Now, if the two do get together, once again, Tom Cruise and also Brad Pitt, if they get together on screen once again, it will be the first time in 30 years, last appearing together in which film?
The vampire movie.
The timer's already going off, but we'll go with that. And we'll see how you did with the other 4 questions. Jen's back in the room in 3 minutes on Star 102.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Brittany in North Olmsted answered 5 questions a minute ago. It's a round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Producer Stevie, how did Brittany do?
Brittany got 4.
Good job, Brittany.
Brittany got 4. All right, we're going to ask Jen the same 5 questions. We are going to begin with question number 1. Anna Wintour is stepping down from American Vogue after leading the magazine since 1988. She is searching for a new editorial head, but will remain as Vogue's global editorial director. Which pop singer famously wore a meat dress on the cover of Vogue Japan back in 2010?
Lady Gaga.
That was Lady Gaga. As we move to question number 2. Ariana Grande, Brandi Carlile, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Kimmel, and more were among the 534 people invited to join the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences this week. Ariana Grande was nominated for an Oscar for which 2024 musical film?
Wicked.
Of course, that was Wicked. Question number 3. Louis Capaldi is back after a 2-year pause in his career to focus on the mental health. The singer dropped the emotionally charged Survive today. Is Louis Capaldi over or under the age of 30?
Under.
He is under the age of 30. As we move to question number 4, Mel Owens, the next Golden Bachelor?
I thought you meant Mel Robbins. I'm like, oh, I know her. Nope, that's not who it is.
Opened up about what he's not looking for.
Not good.
The former NFL player told producers he wanted women ages 45 to 60, and I quote, if they're 60 or over, I'm cutting them, end quote.
Whoa.
He said a lot more, too.
I was just going to say, did he know this was a public forum when he spoke?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Did Mel Owens play offense or defense?
Offense.
Dang it!
I don't know.
You didn't even give yourself a chance to think on that.
Why would... Stevie, you could give me an hour to think on that, and
that's
I
fair.
Would have. I don't know who he played for. I don't know what he played.
I
thought it was Mel Robbins. I mean,
I thought
going
it was
into
Mel
it,
Robbins,
so.
Like was the motivation.
Mel Robbins, offense or defense.
Was he a good footballer back in the day?
I have no idea.
All right, that's
and I watch football all the time.
Okay. Got to know.
What team was he on? Do we know that? No. Okay. All right. I just didn't know.
Question number five. A director that worked.
Oh, you
on-
also got to get this to tie it up.
Thanks, Stevie. That's
that.
Great.
Always
That's
full
so
of
fun.
Information, Stevie. I like
so
this. Question number 5. A director that worked on both Top Gun Maverick and also F1 is hoping to get Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt to reunite, suggesting that he would like to get them to see them go head to head on a racetrack in a new movie. Now, if the two did get together on the screen once again, it would be the first time in 30 years, last appearing together in which film?
I don't know. What were they in together? Oh, Interview with a Vampire.
Absolutely. Tied at 4?
Tied at 4.
Let's go with a tiebreaker question. Brittany, you ready for a tiebreaker question?
I am.
All right. Closest to the actual number without going over. Once again, Jen will write down her answer at the same time as you're answering your question. To keep it fair, the timer is still involved. I'm going to go back to question number 3. We all know that Louis Capaldi is under the age of 30. How old is Louis Capaldi? Closest to his actual age without going over is going to be today's winner. Here's the timer.
28,
Jen Tui.
27.
He is 28 years old.
No! Oh my God. Brittany, you did it. You trumped me.
Woohoo!
You win a peach cobbler Swenson's
Ooh,
milkshake.
All the chunks in the bottom.
I'm kidding.
You can do that. Just don't get it chunk. All over your limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. Don't get that shirt chunky.
And the $50 Apex Skin gift card, and you're qualified for that Summer Essentials gift bag worth $250 from Apex Skin.
Yeah, we'll do that grand prize drawing next week. I mean, June's winding
awesome.
Down, so yeah, you're into the grand prize drawing. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Brittany, and I trumped Tilly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.